Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, is this Yasif or Hasif?
No, this is Ruben. Who's calling?
Don Walker.
Hi, Don. Hey, my name is Ruben Goldstein. I just left you a message. I'm actually in our underwriting department. How are you doing?
Good.
Good, good. I just wanted to steal your time for a minute. I understand Hashim's working on your file here, and there's just some questions of ownership. I just wanted to sort it out real quick, because I know you've got good credit, and you don't want to go through a lot of hoops, correct?
Yeah.
Cool, not a problem. Can I steal 30 seconds of your time?
Sure.
Perfect. So, from what I understand, your company is owned by two entities. One entity is owned by one partner, one entity is owned by the other. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you just and so what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to work on getting you approved, and if I need some type of verification of that when it comes to documents, I'll let you know. But just to confirm, so I can understand, so there's no hoops to jump through, your the entity you own is called, let's see. Let's just bring this up. How's your day going, by the way?
Good. Good as Thursdays go.
Yeah, I feel you. I've had a very ridiculously busy day. So I've got just one. One is called Dimps Angel LLC. Rochelle owns that. And then Exercise Fitness Inc. is your entity. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. No worries.
It's another layer of security for us.
Yeah, well, I understand. I see this all the time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to get you an approval just based on that. And if I need any documentation to back it up with docs, I'll let you know. Just a few quick questions for you while I've got you on the line. The equipment costs around $62,000. Is that correct?
Well, plus or minus, but I just want to get a, that would be the most. It's probably in the high mid-50s.
Okay.
But I want to just use 62 to use as a number for you and somebody else to compete against each other, see who gets a better rate.
All right.
Go ahead. My thought with Hashim, what's his name? I forget his name.
Hashim?
Hashim. He, I just said, listen, before, you know, I can get you the K whatever form you need, but before I go wrangle and do all that, let's just see if we're even in the ballpark competitively. You've got enough information to, you know, and maybe you can get the thing passed, but I just want to see what kind of interest we're talking about on a lease. So I'm just using 62 as a figure that we can...
No, I understand. If I'm in your shoes, I can understand putting two people against each other. I honestly think we're a little different than the average leasing company, but do you mind if I ask you a few questions to make sure we're going to win your business here?
Sure.
Yeah, I used to be on the sales side, so I know how this works, and I'm fine to, you know, and not be rude to play this game and win your business. So are you looking for the cheapest rate available? Are you looking for a five-year term? What are your goals here?
Well, I'm looking for the cheapest, lowest interest, and the lowest over 5 years. Right?
Okay. And I saw based on your so you want 5 years. Okay. Perfect. And
yeah,
I mean,
we can look at three. We can go, let's get a three-year and five-year quote.
Okay.
I'd like to get it paid off sooner.
Okay. And
but,
you did a transaction with Balboa Capital. Is that correct?
Prior, we had a loan with them.
Okay. And
we paid that off.
Okay. And are you looking for a lease, or would you just want a finance agreement?
A lease.
Can I ask why a lease?
Write off.
Okay.
Well, I just want to write it off and.
Okay.
It's a dollar buyout or something.
Okay. Do you mind if I give you some information without overstepping some bounds?
Sure.
Okay. So we can give you either a dollar buyout lease or finance agreement. Our role is to not give you any type of tax advice. We're not a CPA firm. That being said, we have had a lot of clients that have come into us and said, hey, I want a dollar buyout because I want to expense it. And for all the accountants that we talk to, they're kind of passionately against that. They treat it as a capital lease and say that it has to be depreciated. That's the feedback that we've gotten. But we can give you a buck-out lease or finance agreement, whatever you want. Do you mind if I ask if you've been presented any terms so we know what we're going against here? Has anyone offered you any terms or rates or anything of that nature?
Just verbally over the phone, and I've kind of forgotten what they were, but I think it was the guys over at Balboa again doing a second lease with us.
Okay.
But I don't think it was on 62. What do you mean, in terms of interest and that kind of thing?
Interest or payments?
I think the payments were right around, well, I'm not going to tell you because I'm going to see what you come up with.
Well, I'm not the sales guy. This Hashem's not listening to this call. I'm just the underwriter. So,
yeah.
I can give you some ideas of where I think I'd be or where Bank of Cardiff would be on these transactions with no kind of like sales taxes or games. We do, by the way, we don't do quarterly billing or anything of that nature. We do just fixed payment billing. Some customers are, I assume, are you looking for quarterly billing or are you looking for just monthly billing?
Monthly.
Okay. So let me give you some ideas, I think, where a very competitive offer in the industry would be. We want to be competitive. You have good credit. But also, at the same time, I don't want to overpromise you. So on a five-year transaction, if we're looking at $62,000, I think the payments you'd be offered industry-wide would probably range between $1,300 to $1,400 per month. I think that's a very, very accurate number for gym and cardiovascular equipment. I think anything higher would probably be a little too expensive, and I think anything lower would be me kind of underquoting you. I don't know if that's something in the ballpark, if you've been offered something cheaper or more expensive than that. I'm more than happy to get you...
Well, that's in the ballpark.
Okay, cool. The other thing that's a little different from Bank of Cardiff is you've never worked with us, correct?
No.
Okay, let me give you the 10-second spiel because I used to be in sales. We're a relationship-based bank, really good service. At the same time, we also offer some products that other lenders don't. So in addition to equipment financing, I'm sure that you could probably even go to your bank to get your equipment loan because you have really good credit, correct?
Yeah.
Cool. So what do we offer that's unique? Why should you work with us? We offer different types of loans and leases. So in addition to equipment financing and leasing, we also offer unsecured working capital, which is unsecured cash you can use to market, do payroll, grow your business, things that traditional lenders really don't offer. We also offer 0% interest credit cards, and some things, then that's kind of a little different of what we offer. Also, we work with customers multiple times. But I'm going to give you an offer that I think is going to be around there, and hopefully we'd have the opportunity to earn your business here.
Okay, and what do you mean 0% credit cards?
Well, I think right now in equipment financing, there's basically you're probably getting hit up by a lot of people and a lot of mailers where everyone's trying to sell you money. So we have to do something that makes us unique. So a lot of our customers have some needs that they're not equipment needs, nor are they $100,000 cash loan needs. It's, hey, I'd like a credit card so I can do a quick $5,000 job and not have to go through a whole hassle of a loan. Well, we have a 0% interest credit card. It's 0%. It's free money for 6 months or a year.
Oh, it's so, just like a expense account kind of make payments on.
No, like I have the credit card in my wallet. So I have a personal credit card from Bank of Cardiff. It's 0% interest for 12 months. So when I go to spend something, it's free money. So it's something that our reps can offer their customers that most companies can't. It's a little different. So let's just say you wanted a 0% card for in your wallet or for your business. You'd apply, you'd get approved because you have good credit, and you'd have a card that's literally costing you nothing for a year. Whether you have to use that card is completely up to you, but it's something that makes us a little different.
Okay.
Okay. It's approved by Visa, by the way. We're approved by Visa. So, all right. I'm going to get you some terms, and you want 3 and 5 years. Is that correct?
Yeah. That'd be
okay.
Great.
Cool. Feel free to delete my voicemail. I just want to clear up the whole ownership thing.
Okay. Then if you come in pretty competitive, let me get back with you with the exact figure.
Yeah. I think we're honest.
You know what? Go ahead.
I think with these situations, I mean, since I'm really not on the sales side, but if I was, I would just tell you the same. I think everyone's going to give you a competitive offer. It really comes down to who you're most comfortable dealing with. At the end of the day, I think everyone's going to be very similar, and I hope I'm not rubbing you the wrong way by saying that.
No. And you know what? Actually, I've got, I think, what is a pretty accurate number. Let me pull over here in a second, and I'll give it to you. And we can just deal in reality right now.
Yeah. Do you have a current rep at Balboa you work with, or just like a different rep each time?
Some guy named Robert.
Okay, so you have a current rep. Okay, cool. They're a good company. I mean, I used to live in Orange County where they're at, and I have nothing bad to say about them.
Okay. All right, so I think we're, All right, so... Hold on here. Okay, so let's see. I got the numbers pulled up here. So here's a pretty lean down version of what I needed.
Okay.
All right. So we're at 50,843.
58,000 what?
No, no. I got it down to $50,843.
Okay.
5843.
Okay.
I leaned it up a little bit here. I wanted to drop some shit I didn't think I needed.
Okay.
In fact, we can, I'm going to take something off of that, even, because I got TVs on there, which I don't need. Okay. Just things you can send to these codes. So let's go 49,643.
What?
All right. 49,643.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you.
All right. So if you can give me a quote on that, we're good.
Do you want me to give you a formal approval or just an idea right now?
I want you to just go ahead and give me a formal approval when you get it.
Let me get you a full approval, let you know what we can do. Last question I have for you, in addition to equipment financing, are you looking for any capital right now? You know, cash that you can use as you see fit, or is it just equipment?
Maybe possibly, but not, or, we might, you know. I mean, okay. Is that, what's the process with that?
So, have you ever heard of a working capital loan?
Yeah.
Have you ever done a working capital loan?
No.
Okay. Basically, stop me anytime. More than happy to answer any questions. We have a unsecured capital loan that's pretty different than a traditional bank line. It's cash that you can use as you see fit. We're going to lend off your sales, not your bottom line profit or loss. So it's really just based off your sales. We go up to 10% of your gross sales. So whatever you do, basically what I tell people is this, whatever you do in monthly revenue, that's kind of a loan amount you get. What are your monthly sales?
Monthly gross sales?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Hold on here. Let me pull that up real fast. I can tell you. Both clubs combined about 43,000.
Gross sales?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you have two clubs. Okay, so you could access up to $40,000 to $50,000 in unsecured cash.
Okay. Okay.
So just something to marinate on. I'll be working on your file. And
that's just what you get. You use the same thing to approve and go, okay, here's your credit card. How do you do that?
No, so so we have three types. Well, that's a separate loan. So we have a credit card if you want, like, you know, $5,000-$10,000. If you were looking for more cash, it's an unsecured cash loan program. I just look at your bank statement and stuff I probably already have in front of me. Really, I would tell you that product is something you'd want to pursue if you have there's only two or three reasons people borrow this money, although we do a tremendous amount of this business. One is exact need, like, hey, I need to hire this person now. They're going to bring in X number of revenue. I need to do it. Great. That's the first need. The other is general cash flow, which is I'm not going to be able to determine what I'm doing right now, but I have some bumps in the road and some additional cash will help me smooth some things out. The third thing is just an opportunity. One of the reasons people borrow this cash, which I'm not sure is particularly applicable to your business, is opportunities like marketing. So a lot of customers that we work with, you know, in the gym business, they're marketing towards Christmas time, you know, when people are in New Year's and people are trying to get back to the gym. They can make a lot of memberships, but it costs a lot to market. And so they'll take cash from us, use it to market their business and grow their membership.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me think on that. Let's see where we are with your 3 and 5 year lease on this equipment.
All right, let's make it happen for you. Last question for you. Okay. The vendors, are they in your state or no?
No.
Okay.
There, I've got a list that I'll send you guys, and you can, I guess, send them the check, right?
Well, do they charge sales tax on to you or no?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So there's just as an FYI, there's two ways to handle this. We're very hands off at Bank of Cardiff. We are not here to butt into people's business. If you do a dollar buyout lease, we're registered in your state, so even if your vendor doesn't charge you sales tax, we have to collect sales tax on a monthly basis. I'm sure it's something you did with Wawa if you did a dollar out lease. We have another product called an equipment finance agreement. That's less hands off. When we do a finance agreement, your company is the bill to and ship to on the invoice. Since we're not buying it and releasing it to you, we don't force place the sales tax. So the sales tax is just like that expensing on your tax returns. That's more of your business. So that's an option for you, just as an FYI.
Okay, so you're going to give me a quote.
I'll give you a quote on both.
Based on which way?
Both.
Okay.
I'm personally a fan of the finance agreement. I think it's cleaner. I think it's easier. I think it's simpler. And 9 out of 10 accountants that I work with actually prefer it. That's just my 2 cents.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'll be in touch with you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll talk to you. Okay, bye.